Joined by trainer football coach Jeff Casey as the Cardinals take on Kemper Catholic. Knights have been off to a good start, as has your team this season. But what do you think are going to be some of the keys here against Kemper Catholic?
Well, they're a really, really good football team. Last year was the first time we've ever played them. They just do a really, really good job in getting buy-in from their kids. They got a ton of kids out. Their coaching staff does a nice job. I know their head coach a little bit. He played at the same college I played at or went to, and so we kind of have the same background a little bit, just from a coaching philosophy standpoint. They're a tough team. They got a lot of skill, really good skill kids, big physical linemen, and they're off to a really good start this season.
In what areas do you feel like your team is really developing as you move through the year?
Well, it's an interesting question given kind of the situation we're dealing with right now. We've got an injury that kind of hampered us a little bit last week, and so we're kind of making some adjustments there, kind of dealing with that. But the kids have. I think they've learned that they need to rally around each other a little bit. I got to do a better job of making sure that they understand, you know, even in a situation like last week against Underwood, when things start to get out of hand, that they compete for an entire four quarters, that they understand, how to put up a fight against a team that might be bigger than you or better than you in certain spots. When you're physically outmatched, you can't just go out there and just show up. You got to put forth a fight. So that's on me as the head coach to get them ready for that. Hopefully we see a big jump this week. But we've seen just improvement in grasping the new schemes we're doing this week. Every week or this year, every week has been better. I'm happy with that overall.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to reveal too much, but it just kind of in general, how will this change your style of play?
Well, I mean, the goal is that it doesn't change the style of play at all. That, you know, we can just, you know, slide the next guy in there. And, when you're replacing, you know, one of the best, arguably one of the best athletes on the field every Friday night, it's a tough thing to do. And I think everybody would probably struggle with that. So, we got to get better everywhere, and everybody's going to pick up the slack, and the next guy's up have to do the best they can. And, you know, I always tell the kids, like, you don't have to be that guy you're replacing, just be you. But you got to be the best version of you can be. So that's where we're at with it. And like I said, we gotta learn to compete and play physical.
There's certainly a lot on the line here with this game. You've got some big goals still ahead. And what all in your eyes is, what are you playing for here this week?
Well, at the end of the day, we need to learn how to play for pride every week, regardless of the situation. And so I say that, and it probably sounds like, well, gosh, you guys are down in the dumps. We're not. We're 4-2. Like you said, there's a lot to play for. You got the playoffs looming a couple weeks away. I think anytime you have a loss like you did last Friday, at least from my standpoint, it puts a terrible taste in your mouth. I absolutely hate losing. And so I don't care the situation. I do not like to lose. And so I want our kids to understand that when you lose a football game or you lose anything in life, you got to pick yourself up and you got to go hard the next day. You can't dwell on it. You got to learn from it. But it should leave a bad taste in your mouth, and you got to do everything possible to get better the next day, and then take it one day at a time. The day after that, you got to get better. The day after that, you got to get better. This is as tough a team we're going to play as we did last week, coming up this week. And so we got to get better every single day and keep making improvements, and know that, we got playoffs coming here in a couple of weeks, and, it's looking positive for us, obviously, for playoff situation. And that's what we got to go for. But at the end of the day, that's what we're playing for. We're playing for the trainer pride on the front of our jersey, and all those guys that came before us and our community watching us. And, we got to make those people proud.
Coach, thanks a bunch. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you.